walking through the lies. Laugh it off while we tear it down. Nothing hidden when we're around. Feel it rising, no disguise. Welcome to a human perspective, where the truth comes alive. Open up to a new dimension. See the world with new eyes. Let's go.
Let's go, Johnny boy.
Alrighty, Kevin.
Grand Rising, everyone. Happy Ocean Q Day, and welcome to another episode of A Human Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm old Johnny boy.
Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine feminine energy and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio TV for the awesome songs they created for our show. Absolutely spot on. And we totally love the intro and the outro songs as well. Mm-hmm. John and I would like to invite all of our listeners to our primary webpage on bbsradio.com and click on the full-length song if you so desire. You guys, you won't be disappointed when you hear this song. It's awesome.
Sure.
All right. And again, thank you so much, BBS Radio TV, for all of your behind-the-scenes engineering and the gifts of songs. We wouldn't have a show without you guys. We appreciate you so very, very much.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, BBS. And we'd also like to thank Asha, you know, yes, for your tremendous efforts and continued support and your content, mm-hmm, that you provide for us every week. And yeah, you do a yeah, great job, and we love you very much, Gail. Thank you.
Absolutely. And she seems to be kicking them out a little bit quite quickly
wow,
now.
Yeah.
There seems to be more information, more coming and more coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she was a hockey player. She's got the slapstick going.
There you go. All right, listeners. Hey, Johnny and I have a new announcement to make, and we are quite pleased with this. Ladies and gentlemen, we have decided to expand the show, and we are going to be weekly from now on, for a little while anyway.
Alrighty.
So every Saturday at this time, it's going to be A Human Perspective.
Just when you thought your life couldn't get any better, guys, you're going to listen to us every week now.
You have no choice. Well, yeah, you do, but there you go. So, all right. Hey, Johnny boy, anything interesting in your life? Anything happening right now?
Or? Well, this is the first time I've actually gone out of my office. I'm about an hour away from the city that I usually broadcast from. Mm-hmm. And so I just thought I'd give that a try and get comfortable with doing this remotely, especially whereas we're going to be doing this weekly.
Yeah.
I want to be able to continue on with the things, you know, that I need to do here at home and in my mm-hmm life, so I can do it on the run. So all sounds good to me. Hopefully it all works out, but I think it will.
All right. Sounds good. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we are having open lines this episode, and here are the numbers to use outside the United States. Please dial 323-744-4831, 323-744-4831, and 323-744-4831. Inside of the United States, please dial 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And finally, 888-627-6008. In addition, we awesome would like to... Oh, did you want to say something, Johnny boy?
No. I was just giving you some support there.
All right, cool. In addition, we would like to encourage listeners to subscribe or donate to our show if you so desire. And for those of you who already have, we appreciate you so very, very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
For sure. Yes. Thank you guys for your support.
Yeah. All right, Johnny boy, let's kick it off. Let's go. Let's get started with the first article from forthepeople.space. And listeners, please follow along if you so desire. And we're going to begin with life. Category is wisdom. We see a meme of a picture of Marilyn Monroe. She's laying on the ground there. She's posing for the camera. And the caption reads, "It's all make-believe, isn't it?"
Mm.
That's what Marilyn said. Wow.
Right on.
Yeah.
So our spirits are divine source light. Everything is physical. Everything that's physical is make-believe, as you know, Kevin. So divine
Yeah.
source light energy slowed down to a more dense form, giving us the illusion of physicality.
Yeah.
It's all
It is
spirit.
very, very illusional, isn't it?
It is,
Yeah.
yeah. We've come to know all, learn all of that now.
Yeah. Very good.
All righty.
All right. We're going to go ahead and move on to the next article, Diamonds. Category is aliens. Military is the only way. And here's a quote from Anne Rice with Interview of a Vampire. I said farewell to sunlight and set out to become what I became. Okay. So we see a meme of a picture of Edward Cullen. He was in the movie Twilight, who reveals himself to Bella under a stream of sunlight, highlighting his skin covered in diamonds, the mark of a vampire, a killer. Q the Storm Rider has now revealed the elite shape-shifting vampiric aliens, such as Hillary Clinton, use nano diamonds on their skin to give the appearance of being human, when in fact, they're a very dangerous alien species who torture and eat humans. Diamonds are, as well as all life on this planet, share carbon as a building block. Carbon is also the foundational building block for advanced technology, playing a key role in life and a central role in modern science and engineering. Diamonds are replacing elements such as silicone due to versatility and extreme performance. One day, people will have the experience of knowing how powerful their own carbon-based body is as well.
Well, Kevin, this
Yeah.
technology is, seems miraculous, doesn't it? It's
It does.
incredible.
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. This goes on to say, now we're learning about diamond technology turning soldiers into Marvel movie heroes, jumping out of planes without parachutes like Iron Man. Iron Man wore a costume, a nano gauntlet, which he developed to contain all six Infinity Stones at the end of the Avengers, the Endgame, to defeat Thanos and his army. Now, the stones were transferred from Thanos's gauntlet to his own using nanotechnology, which he then activated with a snap of his fingers, just as Q would do to activate. Now, any of you that have heard Q do commands know that he snaps his fingers at the end, and now we all know why.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've also learned recently that this nano dust stuff is applied in a gel form, from what I understand. That's how it can stick to the skin, is they slather this gel all over their body that's got nano diamonds in it. And that's because I was wondering how in the world does diamonds stick to the skin, because I'm thinking of it's kind of like dusty, you know what I mean? So it would just blow off or whatever. But no, apparently it's infused in a gel-like substance, and that's how it stays on the skin.
So when I've been doing commands, now I've tried snapping my fingers, but a
Oh,
word of caution, if you're asking your wife to get you a glass of water, don't do it.
yeah. There you go. Okay. That's right. Well, John, do you remember the six colors and what each one controlled?
Oh,
So,
right on.
yeah, the space stone, that was blue, to obviously control space. The mind stone, which was yellow, to control the mind. The reality stone, which was red, used to warp reality. The power stone, which was purple, used to manipulate energy and raw power. And the time stone was green, to control time and finality. And the soul stone, orange, to manage life and soul. We will be seeing, we will be
That's a lot
seeing
of
other.
power all
It
wrapped into
is a
one,
lot of,
Kevin.
all the stones, on the gauntlet there. So, we will be seeing other advanced technology using precious gems for their special qualities, Now,
Can't wait.
you remember Iron Man's heart
All
light?
right.
They also called it the arc reactor, which was an electromagnet that stopped shrapnel from entering his heart. It kept him alive and replicated the tesseract energy. The arc reactor also acted as a high-capacity power source for his Iron Man suit that utilized advanced technology.
Wow. Wow, so that arc reactor sounds like something we'll be utilizing in the future for probably different power sources. Sounds quite exciting.
It is.
There's a meme here, Kevin, and it kind of refers to this, and it says the U.S. military advanced technology called the Ghost Murmur was used for locating soldiers by detecting their heartbeat from long distances. Now, this technology was recently used in Iran to locate U.S. soldier Dude 44 Bravo, who was hiding in a crevice after his F-15E jet was shot down. And it ends in saying, was this intel drop simply a way to reveal more advanced technology to the public? And I believe so.
Oh, I would certainly say so.
Yeah.
Can you, you know, okay, we all have a heart, right? And honestly, I can't hear it. I can't hear my heart beating. Not really. You know what I'm saying? But this ghost murmur stuff, advanced technology, can hear a heartbeat from hundreds, if not maybe, I don't know, a long way away.
So
you've got to understand that technology, that is so super sensitive to hear a heartbeat like that. That's phenomenal to me.
And yet the technology is obviously that is in such that others cannot detect it. Whatever signal it's putting, however it works, it's exclusive to the, to the receiver, I guess.
Yeah. Fascinating.
It is fascinating.
With the world of partially informed social media crying of certain gloom and doom surrounding higher technology, the Trump administration, Elon Musk, and the White Hat military are doing their best to put the public at ease, knowing higher technology will be used for benevolent purposes that override the malevolent potential of AI. Without Iron Man's highly advanced technology, the Marvel world would have perished. And this is a true analogy for our world also, John.
Yeah, and we just haven't realized it or known it. And Q the Storm Rider goes on to say, super soldiers are wearing this super suit encrusted with graphite and nano diamonds, and they have these little Teslatrons that creates it into a gravity suit. That is, they are reporting American soldiers in Iran in the dark of night jumping off planes without parachutes. Before they hit the earth, they slow down, then they can stand up and run off again. Not only can they run, but it pushes them at high speeds. It manipulates gravity. You can bend molecular structure around you. So that's extremely cool stuff, Kevin.
Oh, right, Johnny Boy. And I can't wait until they commercialize that.
Oh.
Can you imagine putting on that suit and you can just run and then jump like Superman and like you've always dreamt of, wouldn't that be
soldiers
so cool?
Must just love this.
I bet they're having a great time.
They're in a different world than we are, for sure.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in finalizing the article, Kat is the C3, she transcribes more of Cue the Storm Rider's podcast on Patreon. So for the listeners out there, again, that Johnny Boy and I, we don't always cover every bit of this article. So we'd appreciate it if you want to, check out those transcripts as well, because they are super packed with a lot more information. They really
is.
They,
absolutely, Kevin.
Really
right on.
Yeah, so check that out if you will. All right, let's move on to the next one, the MAGA movie. MAGA movie. Category is military is the only way. The Storm. We see a meme of a graphic illustration of a microphone that symbolizes a podcast. And the description reads, pro-Trump podcasters are now playing their role, turning against Trump, to eventually form a new party, specifically to expose Israel, succeed at the full Epstein reveal, and in the end, merge back with Trump before the 2028 elections, just like RFK Jr. did before the 2024 elections.
It is interesting. Now, Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, Candace Owens, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, and so on, are extremely talented, intelligent, loyal actors playing their role in the plan to save the world. Now, their role is to attack Trump aggressively over the next year or more for withholding the full disclosure of the Epstein files, as well as his allegiance to Israel and some of his decisions involving other countries and so on. So together, the people who are outraged by this and form a new party opposing Trump. Eventually, Elon Musk will join the Joe Rogan in an anti or Joe Rogan an anti-Trump campaign. Now, it's all a movie to encourage the people toward exposure and eventual freedom from the deep state rule. Now, remember, President Trump cannot go after Israel. He's the anchor keeping everything truly sacred there alive by siding with Israel. Otherwise, all the big countries surrounding Israel would bomb it to smithereens. As long as Trump sides with Israel, Israel is safe. And we need to keep the innocent light within Israel safe. Remember, that's a very sacred place.
It is, and I think eventually later on down the road, whenever it's appropriate, he'll probably take care of or Netanyahu, because they say that he's not really a very good man, Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Right. I expect in the very near future he is going to be he's going to exit, but we'll see about that. But I think so.
With the orchestrated MAGA divide, Trump saves the good people of Israel and the sacred land, while the new party formed by those who've left the Trump camp expose all of the Epstein files, Israel, pedophilia, war crimes, and Mossad murder incorporated.
Right.
This way, the light of Israel is saved and the dark of Israel exposed, all tied in with Epstein and the darkest deep state death traps, dismantling the root of horrors, making way for the rebuild of the free world to begin.
Right on, Kevin. It's very complex
It
what's
is
going
very,
on. And they've got this for sure, as we see as it unfolds. It goes on to say, White Hat U.S. military are making sure all the oil tankers going into the Gulf of America to get oil are not trafficking, not holding any deep state cargo, such as children. Do you see why President Trump has taken control of the energy infrastructure worldwide, as he's promised pre-election? Everything is being tracked in the Strait of Hormuz and beyond. Everything is being tracked with higher technology. This is seriously impacting China's child trafficking trade. The ships located or loaded in China are not moving out of ports, and the illegal cargo gates are open. Thousands of slaves are being released, flooding the ports and streets of China, with people taking a miraculous breath of freedom. Thank you, President Trump and the White Hat military. That's
Absolutely.
wonderful.
It is. And isn't that wild that, if you watch the mainstream media, or even listen to the podcasters, it's all about the oil. It's all about the oil ships going in and out of the Strait of America. But under the surface, it's actually
Right.
all about the children. It's the children or human trafficking, let's say,
Right.
of
Right.
women, children,
Right, Kevin. And these oil tankers, there's probably been special compartments there, and we don't know, but we do have a bit of an idea of the enormity of the evil. So we have no idea, however, how many children it would take to supply that evil. And it's just a horror story, horror show, and what the Alliance have been up against and what they've been doing and accomplishing. Jeez, it's just fantastic that they're eliminating this evil, but what an enormous job it must be.
It must be, and just recently in the news, I think that remember we one of our naval ships went ahead and torpedoed, I would assume, the engine room of one of those big oil tankers, and to make, because it was wanting
Right.
to break through the barricade, right? And but no, they stopped it in its tracks
Yes.
and then boarded it. And I would almost lay any kind of amount of anything on it that they found human trafficking in those ships, in that ship. So
Likely right, Kevin. Likely right.
Yeah. Well, next we
Wow.
have in this article, Cat is the C3 transcribes what again contains more information and excerpts from Q the Storm Rider. And just like I mentioned, just in the last article, they're jam packed with all kinds of information. And John and I thought it would be a good idea to just kind of go ahead and read or paraphrase some of these transcripts that you're going to find in these articles, just to show you how much information is in there and how much it kind of adds more to the articles that we cover, you know?
Right,
So,
right. It is packed for sure.
you know, we always ask that you guys read those transcripts, because they're just more valuable information. And we're going to cover the five transcripts in this article. All right. So I think in the first, it's absolutely important what Trump is doing behind the scenes, because you have the deep state, the Rothschilds, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, all these different ops connected to the Bank of International Settlements, and the International Monetary Fund, and to this world trading system and stock market that the Khazarians, the Ashkenazi Jews, and a lot of these people control these operations of BlackRock.
Right.
Yeah. And at any moment, they can collapse any country and create a war and fund false flag ops. So Trump is trying to keep a peace with Israel, because if the U.S. isn't there for the good of the people of Israel, we're talking about massive events the deep state always wanted to do. Albert Pike and the plan to save a second Holocaust. So.
Right, to have another one. And that's exactly what they planned. So you can see why Trump is working so hard to protect Israel. You know, the light and the innocence there. Now, cue the Storm Rider report. The U.S. military is searching the oceans for mines the Iranians put all over the place. They say they're using this underwater drone, a UUV Kingfish. He says, remember, a lot of information you get out there is ludicrous. Quantum computers is old tech. The super advanced tech the military is actually using can dig into all electrical frequencies and find everything. This super powerful intelligence of the storm operations, the Q operations, which is the living light plasma operations, they can see everything in Iran. They can change different things whenever they want to. People can't even begin to understand the power, the might of divine spirit, of very advanced, powerful computers, powerful tech being used behind the scenes. There's no way Trump could pull off these operations throughout the world without a powerful guide. And it quotes alien spirits and angels. And of course, they're talking about the good alien spirits and angels.
Yeah, of course, right.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, remember how I asked that question about how that ghost murmur can find a human heartbeat? I was just
Right.
thinking, well, the heartbeat is a frequency, right? So apparently all they would really need to do is, I guess, hone in on the heart's frequency and perhaps
Right.
point that at a particular place and then try to find all those heartbeats, I guess. And,
Yeah, right, Kevin. I feel you're correct about that. And our heartbeats, of course, our heart is where our soul resides. And so encompassed within our heartbeat, I'm sure, is our soul's signature. And I believe they have a way of detecting that. And it's not just a heartbeat they see our soul's signature.
Well, again, in this article and in another transcript, this says here that you're going to be seeing the First Lady bring the exposure of pedophile operations and human trafficking, and to name names and to put inside United States congressional records and archives. When we're talking about advanced technology, we're talking about what people call the looking glass. We're talking about powerful, infinite energy that is going to help restructure the world and then help reset it. Yeah. So,
Right, Kevin,
and
you were warbling a bit there. We had a little bit of a We had a little bit of an interruption,
Oh,
but
did we?
you did
Okay.
get through.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
you were warbling a bit.
It's my
But
head max
it's so
room.
exciting to
Yeah.
see.
Go ahead.
Yeah, right. I guess they don't like to hear what you have to say right now.
No.
It's so exciting to see all it coming together, Kevin, though. You know, we've all waited such a long time to see the truth revealed, and wow, the time has finally come. More and more released every day, Kevin. I'm just loving
I do too. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah. So anyway,
it.
John and I just kind of covered more information for you guys in that article by kind of do a paraphrasing of those transcripts that Cat is the C3 transcribes for Q the Storm Rider on Patreon. So we just wanted to
Right.
do that. So
Right,
we're
exactly.
gonna move on now to the next article.
Okay.
Divine David Wilcock, The Love of a Man. Well, as most all of you are aware, on Tuesday, April 21st, 2026, U.S. Representative Anna Paulina Luna confirmed the death of David Wilcock. Per reports, he had taken his own life.
Yeah, very sad.
It is sad,
Yeah.
yeah.
As you all probably know, David was a truth teller, disclosing a vast amount of information regarding negative aliens and deep state control of our world. Now, Anna Paulina Luna refers to the Bible verse, John 8:32, and it reads, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free," which is exactly what David has been doing for a long time now. Any one of you that has followed him would know that.
Yeah, I did. I followed David
Yeah.
back when in his Gaia time in the on Gaia Network. I think it was Wisdom Teachings, I believe. And that's he David
Yeah.
was one of the first guys who kind of clued me in on what's going on, and he touched every kind of subject you can think of, from sacred geometry and all of the spiritual beliefs. And I mean, he
Yeah.
was just a fountain of knowledge. I just couldn't believe the breadth
Right.
and scope
Yeah.
of his information and knowledge, his
I
wisdom and
agree.
stuff.
And his delivery was easier to accept than others. I
Yeah.
recall, looking into David Icke, and he didn't resonate with me as well as David did. So I
No.
followed David more. Yeah.
Yeah, and I like how he also mentioned that and to look at David, especially his appearance was uncannily resembled Edgar Casey when Edgar
Right.
Casey was young, in Edgar's youth. If you put those two pictures
Interesting.
together, you would swear it's a doppelganger, or the same. So anyway, it was
Yeah.
quite interesting.
Very interesting, right,
Yeah.
Kevin?
Well, there is a video of in this article. There is a video of Corey Good, and he's sharing the sad news and what may have triggered the event that took David's life. And Corey kind of felt it was more like cyberbullying, And then further down, there's another video of David's final video where he was very concerned about people disappearing and scientists are going missing. And the president himself is looking into this. It's a little bit scary, and that's what David said, so.
Right. Yeah. And his final message on April 19th, 26 was as follows. Just 2 days prior to his death, the 53-year-old paranormal author had streamed live on YouTube. During the live streaming, the UFO expert showed concerns over the mysterious deaths of UFO theorists and scientists, including Nick Pope and Eric von Däniken, a Swiss conspiracy theorist who died in January of 2026. Wilcock also expressed gratitude for being alive in the midst of such enigmatic deaths. And he says, "I'm excited to be here. You know, every day that I have on this earth is a gift and a blessing. And I'm very grateful for that because, frankly, people are disappearing. Scientists are going missing. It's a bit scary." So it doesn't sound like someone that's suicidal, does it?
No.
No. While stressing that he had a rough week, Wilcox said, "You guys knew that I might still show up, even though it was last minute, and I've had a really rough week. like you know, that's kind of like every week, but somehow we keep on making it through all of this. So
Yeah.
He was definitely under a lot of pressure.
He was under a
Yeah.
lot of pressure. I
Yeah.
actually saw that. It was a 3-hour video that he had there on YouTube, and he was presenting. He was like doing some acting. He called it the angry man, and he put on some glasses and put a fake cigarette in his mouth and act like he was really angry with what's going on. You know, he was joking. He was kind of, in a way,
Yeah.
having a good time being the podcaster at that time doing his video. And I have to admit, when looking at David, he did not look really that healthy to me. He looked kind of skinny. I think he even mentioned that he lost some weight and, you know,
Yeah.
wasn't sleeping
Yeah.
very well. And, you know, so anyway, I agree
Right.
with you, Johnny Boy. I don't think he
Yeah.
is suicidal, you know.
Right. Just under an extreme amount of pressure.
Yeah. So, you know, like many others, I really enjoyed listening to David.
Yeah.
He, again, educated me on much of the teachings and stuff. And so I don't really, this is my opinion, of course, this is
Right.
my opinion. I don't think he killed himself. And we've kind of learned in the past, especially of our past articles, that there are times when specific people go missing, are taken out of the movie, the MAGA movie, for their very own safety and protection, when in the not so distant future, they very well may be returned back to us when it is safe to do so. So it just doesn't sit right within my own being. I feel that we will see David again as well as perhaps so many others that were removed from the movie. You know, the truth will be exposed. We will find out for sure what actually happened.
Yeah, I think you're right, Kevin. I think the Alliance has a protection plan, so to speak, that's been going on for quite a few years. And I also believe this protection plan, so to speak, is maybe where, you know, maybe David and some others have you know, taken advantage of that, perhaps. Hopefully, I hope so. And you know, we may be surprised or not surprised of how many people have taken advantage of this, and we may see them appear in our future in the, you know, coming days, weeks, or months ahead. You know, many performers and so on.
Yeah, I feel you're right. Yeah, you know, it's been in the news already about the 10 to 12 scientists that's been gone missing and stuff. And again, I feel that perhaps they've been taken out of the movie, you know, for their own safety and protection. And
Right.
I feel maybe the White Hats are actually using all of these scientists now to continue their work and to help us move forward and advance these all these new technologies that we will be experiencing shortly, you know.
Now, sadly enough, we've probably lost a lot of good people too, because
we did.
That's the evil at play,
right?
You know.
So I like to remain hopeful, you know, optimistic.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm with you on that for sure. But I do believe we will be surprised. And like I say, maybe not surprised in some cases of who's still, you know, present. And they'll come back around to help complete this whole awakening, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, let's go ahead and move on.
Okay.
The palette of perception. Categories, all possibilities. We see a meme of a beautiful little girl with pigtails. She's standing in an overgrown field of flowers, and she's holding a small bunch of them as well. And the description reads, "As a shy little girl in elementary school, I had a big crush on a little boy who sat in front of me in homeroom. Not knowing anything about boys, it was a daily interest to discover what he enjoyed most in life." What was that little boy's name, John?
Well, of course, like many other handsome little boys, his name was John.
Oh, okay.
I just had to say that.
Yeah.
The story goes on to say, his name was John, and he had a very distinct birthmark on his upper left arm. which I observed daily sitting right behind him. It occurred to me during an arithmetic lesson that if I had the same birthmark in the very same place on my left arm, I could show him and we would have something to talk about. Every day, for an entire week, I imagined that same birthmark in the exact same place on my left arm. It never occurred to me this wouldn't work. I was certain it would. By the end of that week, sure enough, the birthmark identical to John's appeared on my left arm, solely through visualization, imagining it was already there. And the excitement I felt about being able to have a conversation with this intriguing boy. That's quite a little story she tells there, Kevin.
And I want to, I think, remind us that I think this is coming from Asha, right? Again, she's like in the first person, so this must be Asha's story.
Mm-hmm. I would say so.
Yeah, there's another meme here of three children, and they're playing together, and the description reads, "At recess on Tuesday, I excitedly found an opportunity to show John my left arm. He looked at it closely and compared his birthmark to mine, and he said, 'Well, that's weird. They are exactly the same.' Then he ran back to play with the boys. Within about a week, the birthmark faded as my excitement faded. And that was my first lesson in trying to make things happen instead of allowing energies to align naturally without coercion or effort. And again, this is a true story. Many readers may have had similar experiences in childhood before they were told natural creations like this were not possible."
We've all heard that growing up, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
She goes on to say, the point is, everything is energy. When we're excited about something, we bring more energy to that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this energy is what makes things happen. And she says something here that I was quite happy to see. Mm-hmm. Some still believe in atoms when nothing solid exists, which you may recall in another program we had discussed this, and I said I believe atoms are all forces, not particles. Mm-hmm. And of course we know that now. There is no particle. There is no physicality. It's all forces. Mm-hmm. It's just one force opposing another that we appears to us as a solid. So she goes on to say, the true building blocks of what we experience as matter and events is consciousness. It's all energy, frequency, and vibration. The frequency of the observer, consciousness within density, arranges and designs the experience. Our frequency determines what we project into reality as we observe it. Is the glass half full or half empty? Those who have suffered trauma may perceive and observe through sentient energy that wants to protect them from life. And those who perceive and observe more excitedly will notice a vaster field of possibilities. Then it says here, which is the most important of all, the peaceful person will perceive infinite opportunities simply because the observing consciousness is in the frequency of peace where all things align. Peace supports a vibration that presents more opportunities and for fulfillment and rewards. So our heart center, peace is key. You know.
Yeah, so. I like the, it's still kind of hard for me to wrap around. I've heard Q talk to us about nothing is, I forgot
right.
exactly
nothing
how.
Nothing is there till we turn around.
Until you turn around and see it, right. So it's the observer who creates and manifests the reality of your for yourself, right? And
it is hard to comprehend that. However, now, there has been scientific experiments showing mm-hmm. that the observer can change the outcome of an experiment
right.
just by looking at it.
Double split tests or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true. The light test. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, this brought to mind a movie, "What Dreams May Come." You remember that with Robin Williams?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were in his dream creating the artwork, and it was all kind of an illusion until you manifest it. Remember that scene where Cuba Gooding Jr., I believe it was, and Robin Williams was sitting at a table inside of a room, and it was all artwork. It was all what we'd
Right.
say wet paint. And anyway, it was very interesting that that movie
It
helped
was. I
you
see
try
we
to
have a
create.
caller there, Kevin, if you'd
I
like to
do.
take
I
him
see
on.
that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go ahead and pause for
Sure.
a few moments and
Sure.
let's welcome Chris on line one. He's got a question about turbine engines and electricity. How exciting. All right, Chris,
Right
welcome
on.
to Human Perspective.
Hey, Chris. Yes, hello there.
How are you guys doing? I always have this urge to call in, and lots of times it's reception problems, distractions, people visiting, whatever.
Well, I'm glad you got
So
through
it's so
today.
nice to get on the phone. Me too.
Yes.
So thank you again, you guys, for what you do. I'm
Awesome.
from the
You're
guy
welcome.
from Southern California. I called maybe months ago, sometime. But anyway,
Yeah.
just love your show. Love all the other shows that are affiliated too, and I just was wondering if that would be like on the air to be able to promote some of these other shows, like
Yeah. Sure.
Learning Reimagined and all these other shows. There's a new one for me is St. Thomas, and anyway, just love the whole gang. You guys mean so much to me.
Oh,
But
that's
I
so
did
good
have a
to
question
hear.
about power lines and turbines. Now, recently there's been some information, and I learned about this maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but jet engines, all they need is some gas, not very much. And sorry, somebody came by. Just amazing how that happens. It distracts me. Sorry. So anyway, they the turbine engines on a jet, once you're up at like you're flying, it's self-propelling. It's free energy. We've had free energy for ages, obviously. So and so the fuel they need is for takeoff and landing, and they're trying to tell us that they're pumping 38,000 gallons of I guess jet fuel is a diesel. I mean, it's kind of the same thing I've heard, but anyway, they just and then charge us for that. So we're all on the assumption that this is just an enormous amount of fuel that this thing burns, and that justifies the flight price. So, and then the other one was power lines, and I haven't heard from anyone on all the any research that I've done, which isn't huge or extensive, just this sort of following Telegram or Instagram. Oh, I forget which one it is, but my wife. So my question was about power lines. It's like we're led to believe that this electricity comes from this up at a lake, or I mean, where's all this power coming from? My theory is, and I've heard it from one other person who worked for the power company, is that the power lines themselves are just collectors for the ether. And so there's free energy again that we're paying for, just like the free energy for flying. So my question was, have you heard anything, or maybe Asha would know something about this, and maybe she's already written something and I just haven't seen it, but
Well, you're right
okay, I'll
about
take a
that, or
breath.
your
I'm
friend
sorry.
is right about some of that. So, I don't know if you know anything about transformers, but most of them are isolation type, which means the output has nothing to do with the input in terms of connection. And like your pole transformer, for example, it has to be grounded to create a current. So it gets agitated or excited on one side from your power company, and the other side supplies you with current, which if you look at it that way, everything going into your house is yours from your own ground, from your own grounding, and not their current at all. So of course, they keep in a low frequency so they can supply this current, but they don't really supply current, as you're saying. No, they create an excitement in the lines, and then you receive your current from there. So the future of electricity, I believe, for all of us, will be creating our own little generator in our sources, wherever we need them, whether it's a house or a plane or a car, that kind of thing, and do it through a high frequency. Now, Q has confirmed your information about the turbine engines, that they are a free energy device,
Oh, he has.
just as you say. Yeah, he has, and that they compress the ethers at a higher altitude, which makes the free energy for the turbine realizable.
Okay. We
Yeah.
just never talk about this. It's funny
Yeah.
because I just find that so profound that we're paying for stuff that isn't even doesn't have, well, it's like our money, I guess, right? It's not even
Yeah. Well, it's
based
true.
on anything. It's to
Oh, you're
death.
right about that, Chris. You're right about that. And even if it did have this huge cost to all of it, like they put a price on the electron that you're of that force. Well, that force is always there. And who made them, God of the Earth, so to speak, to put a price on that force? But also,
Sure.
these whether it's the dams or the nuclear plants, whatever they are, the majority of them are funded by the taxpayer. So why the hell are you paying anyway? You already paid for it. So it no, it's all an evil game they have.
Yeah, they have to create
Yes,
the
it
illusion still. Unfortunately, we're still at a point where the energy we still have to pay for energy. And so they have to create the illusion that we still have to purchase JP4, the jet fuel. We still have to, gasoline. We have to purchase our energy. And I believe it won't be the 0 point energy is coming, but it's going to take a little while longer. And President Trump is now pretty much in charge almost of all global energy. So, and I think he's moving towards that to have control over it and then allow the advanced technology to kind of creep in. And they'll probably, now he's talking about the UFO information. And so they're going to slowly roll that out to where the things that we've been telling you are false and this is the real stuff. And I think he's going to start rolling out also the energy that the ships, the spacecraft is using is,
For utilization here.
Yeah, the utilization, right? Yeah.
But Chris, you make a great point.
Yeah.
It's the energy that's more important than the banks or anything that's going to
It
give us
is.
freedom.
Yeah.
Once the energy grip is, once
Privilege.
the cabal lose the grip of the energy and the value of energy, once energy is free to everyone and so on and more simplified, that's the end of their game, really. They don't have anything to stand on after that.
No.
They lose their control over us for sure.
Yeah, there's so many industries that also like the one that's foremost for me is the hemp industry for making materials like lumber for homes and plywood and all that sort of stuff. Well, it's not really plywood. Anyway, point is that that is an amazing product. If you look into it, it's stronger than steel. And it,
Yeah.
resi it resists it, it. You can't get termites or anything. It's the resin in it. It's amazing product. And they make hempcrete, which is like blocks of concrete in a way, but it's so healthy and good for the environment. And you can get three harvests in a year. I could go on and on. And it's like,
Oh,
wow,
for
interesting.
sure.
We don't have that in California. Like what?
Right, Chris. And look at all the desert areas around the world. Well, there's lots in California, for example. Imagine how free energy suddenly would make that a tropical oasis, drilling a hole and wells and irrigating and all this sort of thing through free energy. So oh yeah, definitely
All
change the
right.
planet.
Awesome. Chris, we appreciate you so much for
Oh,
calling
yes.
in.
Yes,
We
thank you,
appreciate
Chris.
yeah,
Nice
and
conversation.
thank you, thank you, thank you. And we do have another caller on the line. So
Okay,
anyway,
thank you,
again,
Chris.
thank you, Chris.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Christine from Florida, she's online too. All of this changes we are coming to our opportunities for action. Absolutely. You're right, Christine.
Right.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Good
Good
morning,
morning,
gentlemen.
Christine.
How are you?
Very well, thank
Good.
you.
You sound very nice
Listen.
and friendly. You must be from Florida.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes. You know, Floridians are always welcoming everybody else.
Yes.
I wanted to say,
Piggybacking on what Chris had to say about the all the changes that are coming, the technologies, et cetera, everything is being aligned so that we, the people, can come together in our gifts to create a new world. We have to take the action. We do not wait for the white hats and the alliance to do all of this for us. They can't. We have to say no to the old technology, no to those industries that have put their thumb on us. We have to come together in a new way and take charge, just like it's a new world, just like it's another birth of a whole world. We have to do it. They're just clearing it out for us. And so those of us who have the knowledge in these specific industries, in these specific topics, come together, be brave, take a chance, do it, because we're waiting for us. We're not waiting for anyone else. We're waiting for us to do it.
I couldn't agree.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Perfectly
perfect.
Said.
Yeah, you said it right on, nail right on the head there.
So I wanted,
excellent.
So I want to tell the men, hey, you guys, you can do it. We are doing a lot of work as women, but you know what? We need you men. We need you men to take you. We need you. You got stuff that we don't as women. And you know what? We appreciate you so much. And like you all, you took a chance. You stepped out. You have one of the fewest men broadcasting. And I hope this gets out to the men who are listening today.
Oh, that's very good of you, Christine.
Thank you so much.
It takes both, right?
It
both
does.
Divine energies. You know, what's a hearing aid without batteries?
Yes. It's a partnership
okay.
for sure. We can't partner.
It is a partnership.
But...
yeah, it is. And,
thank you so much.
And you're right. And it's our consciousness that's going to change the world. You know, we are the creators. So right on. No mm-hmm. one can do what we need to do for ourselves. We can only do it for ourselves individually.
Yes, right. And so we just have to be brave. If we're inspired, that's a tap on the shoulder. We're being asked, do you want to participate? Do you want to have a part in this, what the world is waiting for? Now's the chance.
Beautiful. That's right.
And that's all I wanted to say.
Now is the chance. It's going to happen. And I feel that people are going to step up. And you know, the way is being cleared for us. You're right. And we will step up. Nothing can stop what is coming, and we are coming to the people. So
right on. More and more every day, we're waking up more.
That's right. More and more.
And happy anniversary. Thank goodness that you hung on for a year, and look how far you've come.
Thank you. Thank
well,
you.
Well, you know, thank you, Christine. There was a time there we weren't sure what we were doing, and now, of course, we know we got both feet in here. We're very happy and excited about what we're doing. In fact, you've probably heard that we're stepping up to a show every week now.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome.
And of course,
great.
Asha.
Well, congratulations. Yes.
Asha and Cat is the Sea and Q the Storm Rider, they do put out great information for us. And of course, we're echoing what they have to say, and we really appreciate that too. And something else I wanted to mention is the Divine Masculine and Feminine here today is great because through synchronicity or otherwise, we see that we have a Chris that called in and a Christine.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and
perfect.
Isn't there a little Christ consciousness in those names?
Yes, there is. It's absolutely incredible. I'm loving it.
And both
that
male and
out.
Female information. You know.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank
beautiful.
You, guys. I appreciate you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Christine.
I love
we
you,
appreciate
too. Thank you. So, yes, thank you, Christine.
So,
and thank you, Chris. Beautiful call.
Yeah, Chris, thank you. All right. It's so wonderful, Johnny Boy, to hear callers come in. It's been a while, hasn't it? Since it has.
And to me, it just seems so divinely placed, the two of them. Beautiful and beautiful topics. And great. And now we didn't get all the way through today. Of course, we knew we weren't going to, and that's why we decided to take on an extra show each week.
Yeah, and I like to pick up your suggestion to perhaps go over this article again. So perhaps the next show, we'll do this article again to start our show, okay?
Yeah,
and then
that sounds good, Kevin. And we'll try to get caught up so that our shows are current with the information that's being put out by Asha
Yeah.
each week.
Yeah, and hopefully make room for more callers coming in, because we certainly love to have the discussion. Discussion is very important. All the perspectives, if
Yeah,
you will, you know.
absolutely.
So.
And it brings out your creativity, and we know that's key to our futures is positive divine creativity. So
Yeah.
we're going to build a beautiful new world. We are building it. It's
We are
happening
building.
already.
That's right. We are. Absolutely. So, all right. Well, John, I don't know. I feel like we had another great show.
We did. It was fantastic. I quite enjoy it.
Yeah, we
And
covered a lot of information. I certainly enjoyed our discussion with Chris and Christine today, and would urge all listeners to please call in. Because I feel that from now on we may have more open lines than what we've had in the past. We're trying to do a catch up, and I think we're almost there. We're quite almost caught up, and I think next week we more than likely will have open lines again on our live show, you know. And I look forward to hearing the callers. Wow, so. All right, listeners, please remember to go within your heart as often as you can and stay in the highest of loving frequencies. Stay calm, flow like water, and remain grounded. Reduce the use of that phone and computer and enjoy nature and the sun every day.
Beautiful, Kevin.
Yeah. All right. That wraps it up for John and myself with this episode.
Right on. Thank you so
Woohoo!
much, everyone, for coming out and hanging on the monkey bars with us. Like I
That's
said
right.
last week, we're just a couple of old orangutans, but we enjoy hanging on those bars. And
Yeah.
it's been a great show. Thank you so much, everyone.
We
Have a
hope you
great
all
weekend.
enjoyed the program. John and I will see you all again Saturday, May 9th, for a live show. Same time, right here on BBS Radio TV. To continue our discussions on the articles of For the People Space, right here on A Human Perspective.
Right on. See you guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Love you all. Peace out.
We went deep where the truth runs wild, through the noise and the twisted smiles. Every question, every spark left a light in the dark. From the unknown to what's real, trust the things that you feel. Take the truth, let it grow.
Now you know.
Now you know. Stay aware. Stay free. This is A Human Perspective.